Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. You know, amazing locations, incredible people, epic experiences. That sums up EPX, an invite-only group of pioneering entrepreneurs experiencing incredible adventures around the world. The community combines adventure travel with accelerated business success through greater social business networking, peer-to-peer teaching, and mutual experiences. Paul Kirchhoff is an avid entrepreneur, investor, and global adventurer. He's the founder and CEO of EPX Worldwide. He was founder and CEO of SailAmp, an 8-year-old Austin, Texas-based pay-for-performance digital marketing agency. He successfully exited the business, now serving in an ancillary role. Paul is one of the youngest people to attend business school at the University of Texas. An early employee of Dell Computer Corporation, he pioneered several lines of business, including Inspiron, taking it from zero to $1.5 billion in 11 months. Built and sold marketing software company has advised many large and small companies on digital marketing, operational innovation, disruptive product development. And recently, Paul became a member of the private legendary exploration and scientific society, the Explorers Club. Additionally, he's directed and produced a film about racism, active in a multinational effort to bring internet connectivity and banking to the poor, building another software venture that will accelerate social good for humanity's most pressing needs, and now enabling entrepreneurs to experience the world's greatest adventures through EPX Worldwide. Paul Kirchhoff joining us on This Week in America. Paul, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. That was quite a mouthful that you had to go through there. It makes me feel like I'm a little bit lazy. I need to pick it up a bit.
Yeah. What have you done for us in the last hour? You've got so much going on, and it's fascinating because this concept for EPX, and by the way, the website is epxworldwide.com. We'll be giving that to you through the program, and you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This came out of your experiences as a successful entrepreneur who realized something was missing in your life. Talk about that, because that really was a transformational moment when you decided, I'm successful, but I really need something more.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, you know, much like probably most of the listeners, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I have the great distinction of starting companies at the top of recessions. So, whenever recessions happen, I can tell you my timing's the worst. But, you know, it taught me how to hang on through very difficult times. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you're going through the ebbs and flows, both good and bad of business, is you put enormous hours into your work. And everybody always has to be careful, even people who have normal jobs, of your work-life balance. But, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, your entire livelihood, in many cases financials, your relationships, everything is on the risk of being put on hold because you have to put in so many hours to avoid business death. But even when things are going well, you know, people fall into a pattern of continuing to work like that. And for me personally, in my 30s, you know, I'm in my mid-40s right now, but in my 30s, I worked very hard. I was a great dad, still a good guy, a lot of fun. But I spent, you know, 16 hours a day, imagine for a decade, right, or for 12 years. And then one day I had the opportunity to kind of wake up and realize that, you know, the clock was ticking and by the way, had ticked by. And so, you know, you always read those articles on Facebook or your friends pass around about what are the things that people said on their dying bed that they wish they would have done. And it was very important to me to live a life from that moment forward that would have zero regrets. And there's a lot that went into it. So when I started to live like this, I realized not only did my happiness go up, not only did fear go away, I started working on things that I never would have thought. I mean, moonshot ideas like accelerating social good around the planet. And my network started to open up. You know, one of the things that happens when you're an entrepreneur and you work 16 hours a day on something, it doesn't matter anything, you know, is you don't have time to make friends. You don't have time to build strong bonds. So all these things led up to a point where I flipped the switch and started living a different life. And the more I did, the more other entrepreneurs, you know, wanted to go do the type of life and happiness that I was living. And I didn't slow down one bit. But I think there was so much demand for somebody to be a catalyst for them to live a more interesting life, to make sure that they didn't get to their deathbed with any regrets. And so that is exactly what led to starting Epics, is to present an opportunity for these entrepreneurs to accelerate success, learn how to have more time from your success, so that you can go enjoy the planet's diversity. And that's what Epics is all about.
Paul Kirchhoff, our guest on This Week in America, avid entrepreneur, investor, global adventurer. He's the founder and CEO of Epics Worldwide, EPXWorldwide.com. It's interesting because I've read where you had this dream car. You finally get the dream car. But there's still that sense of unfulfillment, and we all go through that, where if we could just get this next material possession, and when we get it, we suddenly realize it's not that big a deal. You were to that point, weren't you, where these material things you were getting just really didn't reach the fulfillment you thought it was going to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's nothing wrong with having that boyhood or childhood dream of having, you know, the poster with the mansion and all right. the cars. Park there and to obtain them. But I think that, you know, there's a huge move in the world today, especially as people become more successful and smarter, to where, you know, it really is experience over things. Because the fact that you obtain a second house, or the fact that you obtain a Porsche, I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to die with that and take it with you. But the memories that you have and the relationships that you have are incredibly valuable. And oh, by the way, if you do it in business, the way Epics is doing it, your business success will become much, much greater, much, much faster, and you'll also have these relationships that you might have otherwise sacrificed working too hard.
A couple of years ago, it's almost New Year's Eve, you decide you're going to go to Iceland, not because that's been a lifelong dream. You really didn't know a whole lot about what you were getting into. You go over there, you host a party, you love the experience. It really changed your life. Talk about the motivation to do that. And then when you got back, this whole Epics thing, it's like, you know, I need to expand this and do this with other people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, what happened is that right around the time that I was realizing, wow, I really, you know, have worked really hard and I'm grateful for everything that I have. But, you know, the reality is that a lot of time just passed by. And while I'm still young-ish, I should go exercise like happiness and freedom, and to really enjoy the things that I might have put off even more years. So what I did is literally the next morning I woke up and headed to the airport, figuring out where it is that I could go. And I intentionally wanted to go somewhere, not checking the weather, not knowing anything about the people, not knowing anything other than I'm on a destination. Long story short is I got on a plane, headed to Reykjavik, Iceland, still had no idea what to expect. But a guy next to me, turned out he was a pilot, and he said, when we land, I can't believe you're going there not knowing anybody. How adventurous. I'm going to take you across the street, jump into a plane. We're going to fly north for 200 miles, and I'm going to fly you across the top of an exploding volcano. And I said, yes, right? And whereas normally I might have been a little bit timid or just wanted to go to a hotel because of jet lag, I said yes. And the sequence of events that happened over the course of the next 36 hours included me finding a bar with 300 drunk Icelanders and me singing Johnny Cash, The Man in Black, for four songs. I met two Olympians. They couldn't believe I didn't know anybody, and yet it was almost New Year's Eve. They asked me where I was staying. I accidentally rented President Reagan's presidential suite at a hotel. It was a mistake, and I had this great place. And they said, well, what if we brought a lot of people to you? And at the end of the day, I found myself New Year's Day morning with the who's who of Iceland. You had Miss Universe candidates, deputy prime ministers, Olympians, and I had just landed, you know, less than 24 hours ago. And it showed me the power and the happiness that you can have in this world if you just say yes and go. And, you know, and again, it's not about money. It's about the spirit of adventure and how it just opens up the universe to you and rewards you when you do it.
And when you come back, you implement, I mean, this newfound passion you have, it helps you as a person, it helps you as a businessman, and you find out it really literally changed your life, didn't it? Things really fell into place, and business was even more successful.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, when you come back to the friends that you have and you say, holy cow, guess what I just did, and it's almost unbelievable, you start to have this feeling that other people that were literally just like you 24 hours before, and now you've had this amazing experience, they are looking at you with a little bit of admiration because they would like to do that. I mean, who wouldn't want to live an interesting life? If you think about the, you know, the guy on the Dos Equis commercials, right? The most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
But what happened to me is that moment opened up the ability and removed fear, but the ability for me to keep getting on planes and going to the next one without any plan, because the universe just seemed to reward me with an amazing experience after experience. And the more that happened, but the more these other entrepreneurs that, again, were like me for those 12 straight years kept saying, wow, let me know. I wish I could do that. And so after enough of those things, climbing volcanoes, being on super yachts, you know, they're not all nature. Some of them are man-made experiences. I think I started to really realize that I had a mission in life, which was the more adventurous I am and the more the world rewards that adventure, I can start to bring other people with me and help change their lives. However, if you do it together with amazing people, then you start to build these bonds and relationships that are strong. I mean, I mentioned to you in about 10 days, there's 10 of us that are going to Nepal, and we are going all the way up to base camp and maybe even a little bit further on Mount Everest. And those 10 people that are all accomplished entrepreneurs will help each other out as friends and as business people for the rest of our lives, because that experience is so, you know, it's so founding for all of our relationships. It'll never go away. And nobody after that cares about the Porsche. All we want is the next Everest together. And that's the way it works.
And it's interesting, you're talking about a multi-level relationship. Normally in business, it's somewhat superficial from a personal standpoint. How you doing? You don't probably pay, how you been? You don't pay a lot of attention to the answer you get out of business. This really is multi-layered, isn't it? Where you actually, there's a connection there with the people you're sharing these experiences with.
It is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, I just wanted to say something, you know, normally, if you were to go do one of these experiences with anybody, it'll have a very founding experience for everybody, right? To build a foundation between them. However, you know, the people that are part of Epics are incredible folks. For example, we have a guy who swam the Atlantic Ocean and is about to swim the Pacific. We have a guy who sailed the world for 8 years, met so many cultures and experiences. We have a guy who was on some of the space shuttles and holds the human record for time and space. That is the kind of people that are combining with these entrepreneurs. And some are still in battle trying to earn their first, you know, bag of gold. And other people have many, many bags of gold. The point is not whether people are accomplished or not to go do these things. The point is that when you take amazing people like that, and you go experience something together, can you imagine how these already amazing people can open doors for you when you make one phone call in business and say, you know, I'd really like to know the chief marketing officer for Pfizer. Does anybody know them? Somebody is going to be one degree from them, and it'll be no questions asked because you had cocktails at base camp together talking about, you know, how to improve the world. I mean, it's night and day compared to any other business investment or any other business conference you could possibly go to.
Paul Kirchhoff, our guest on the program, the founder and CEO of EPX Worldwide. That's EPXWorldwide.com. Great information at the website. Paul's story and great information on what he's doing you can link on, of course, by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about how people, they get information by going to the website. Tell me about some of the types of people that you have in the experiences. We've touched on that briefly, but you've got a real broad base of hundreds of people who are members at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we have several hundred members. I would say it's probably 80% CEOs and entrepreneurs, and probably 20% explorers and adventurers. I kind of mentioned some of them, including an astronaut, a sailor, a swimmer going across oceans. We also have an F-16 pilot. We have a professional tennis player. We have some members in government at the national level. And again, you know, we also have on the business side, we have people that are in their, you know, mid to late 20s that are starting their first company. But every single one of them have the spirit of adventure. And, you know, the spirit of adventure is really an amazing thing. I want to share one thing with you really quick, just to show you that this has nothing to do with money. There's something about when you have somebody that you're with and you say, you know what, let's go in that direction and let's just make it an adventure. The second you say that, it opens up the possibility for anything to happen without any fear, because that's part of what it is. I have a 15-year-old son, and I woke him up at 4 a.m. about a couple months ago, and I said, his name's Riley, and I said, Riley, wake up. And he said, what are you doing here, Dad? And I said, if you had to pick your favorite direction, what would you pick on a compass? And he goes, west. And I said, pack your bags, get your stuff, jump in the car, we're going west. And literally with no planning, we went west for about 90 miles in the middle of the night and had breakfast the next morning in the city and enjoyed our time together in life, because, you know, we didn't have any expectations or fears. And I think those are the kind of things that is the foundation of all the people that are part of it, whether they're super successful, super adventurers, or they're just a person who's getting started. It's a quality of a person that makes it through a couple of steps to get all the way in once somebody applies.
This is by invitation. How does somebody get an invitation? Somebody's listening and they're interested. It's like, boy, that sounds like something I would really like to be part of. How do they go about getting an invitation?
Well, there's only two ways, and we're very careful about, you know, how many people to bring in, because but to answer your question, they go to the website. There's two ways to get in. Number one is a person who's already a member refers you in. If that happens, it's a pretty frictionless entryway, because that member is going to base their reputation on this other person's contribution and quality level. That's a great way to control quality. But the other part of it is somebody can go to our website, which you've mentioned, epicsworldwide.com, and hit apply. When they do that, they're going to very first see our core values, which is very important to understand, you know, what we're all about. Then they give us some information, and there's a couple of steps in between. And one of the things that I'd like to share with you, which is kind of cool, is this is not just a community of amazing people, you know, doing really cool stuff. It's also a technology company. I mean, my background's in tech, and it's a software system. So once you're on the inside, for example, you will find videos. We have this area called the Vault where members are creating 8-minute valuable videos that teach each other how to do something in business, almost their gold nugget to help accelerate success. The other thing that happens is when people join, we actually collect what your greatest business strengths are. The reason why is because the software can ask the entire membership, you know, hey, Rick, what's the number one thing you need help with? And if you say this quarter, and if you say raising money, the software will actually pair you up with the other members who are 10 out of 10s at raising money in order to help facilitate that speed of success. And once those two things are happening, then you go to the trips area. And in the trips area, we have a lot of really cool experiences. We have literally taking Russian MiG jet fighters to space, past the atmosphere into space. We have going across the Great Migration in Africa in a hot air balloon, right? While hundreds of thousands of wildebeests and zebras are zinging beneath you like they have since the beginning of time. So once you see these things, you kind of vote on what you're interested in. And when enough people want to go, that group of people, which we have data on who's going and their skills and what they're doing in business, that you can understand who's going so that you can match yourself up and go do something unique with somebody else. So there's some real cool software and new paradigms in adventure travel for sure that's happening. But it all is zero without the quality of people that we have.
And if I'm reading correctly, if you've got an idea, an adventure you've wanted to take but never really had the group that wanted to go, what you sort of throw that out there, if you get enough interest, you put that together for them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's some that we curate. And by the way, we have different types of things. I mean, like, for example, this weekend, we're going in April 8th in San Francisco. We have members and guests, prospective members, that we're taking on a bus into Napa Valley, and we're having a great Gatsby, everybody dressed in white party inside of a cave, right? And that's just a dinner and a party, because that's a unique experience, right? That's something that that group will never forget. But we also have expeditions like going to space in Russian jet fighters, or going to Everest, or taking groups of people to Cuba. Those are things that are a little bit longer. And then the last type of experience we have are things called takeovers, where a group will go into something like Tulum, Mexico, and take over a boutique hotel. And then from that point, we'll go visit ruins, or we'll go to underwater caves and swim, or whatever it may be. But the whole point is that I don't really know what we're going to do. We go research some really cool stuff, and we put it in front of the community, and the community votes on what they're interested in. And when enough people want to go, we all go do that. And they meet new people, and they have incredible experiences, and they talk about business. And they come out of there with way more business ammo and friends in their back pocket than when they left.
A couple minutes left in the program. I'm looking and there are like several categories of actual experiences ranging from solo to expeditions. So you don't have to go with 100 people if you don't want to. You can go with, you basically got a plus one category there, and you don't have to block off 2 weeks to do this. Talk about that, the different categories. And again, basically, it's all designed to fit whatever your particular needs are.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the stuff I was just sharing about events that are literally like an evening, but still remarkable, right? Everything in there is something remarkable. But there's evenings, which are events. There's weekend stuff, which are like takeovers. We go to one place and there's not a lot of, you know, trekking around. And then there's expeditions, which are on the move, but you're really enveloping yourself in a different culture and or nature in some regard. But the interesting thing is that, you know, we know that a lot of really cool stuff comes to us. I mean, we've had people ask us if we want to bring a group to go, you know, fight each other with giant robots and all sorts of stuff. So some of those things we put into another little category called solo, because those may not be group efforts on behalf of Epics, but, you know, when really cool stuff is coming to us, we want our members to have access to that. So, for example, the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation Gala in Saint-Tropez. I don't know. I've never been there, but it's hard to get into, and people offered us some tickets, so we put it in the solo area, and if some of the members want to go by themselves, they can go do that. So I think at the end of the day, you know, Epics is a place where you have the highest quality people that are actively helping using software and their own Rolodexes to help people with success in business. And then you have group travel where you can meet new people and experience the planet, or you have the ability to go find very unique things that you couldn't find by yourself because you're part of this very, very exclusive group. And it's going great. I mean, we have it's just, like I said, the people are amazing. They're absolute, you know, gladiators in business and in adventure. And, you know, it doesn't take much for all the business people, including a couple of billionaires in the group, to be absolutely inspired when the guy across from you just told you he swam the Atlantic Ocean and he's about to swim the Pacific. I mean, it's just inspiring that at every turn, everybody inspires each other. And that's hard to do sometimes when you're successful, you know?
It puts the focus on experiences and relationships. Paul Kirchhoff has been our guest on This Week in America, an avid entrepreneur, investor, global adventurer, the founder and CEO of EPX Worldwide. The website is epxworldwide.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Paul's website. Paul, it is fascinating. It's a great story. There's a lot there for everybody that can learn, and hearing your story, that like, okay, I've been successful, but what does it mean? I really need to put it in proper perspective. Love what you're doing. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And to all your listeners, you know, I can't wait for your next show. I'm sure it'll be great, and I'm a fan now. So thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Paul. We will have you back and talk much more about EPX. The website is epxworldwide.com. Of course, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.